Good afternoon. Am I speaking with Mr. Flatty?
Hello.
Hi. How are you doing today?
Perfect. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Oh, fuck. All right. So this is what? Dear Flabby 6.
6. Feels like 60.
Are you already over it?
No. I just... even if I was, it doesn't matter. It's funny.
Well, they're coming in faster than we can get to them, so...
That means that we keep going, right? I mean, if they're still coming in, we gotta soldier on, I think.
I love your work ethic, man. I've always said it. I've always said that I love your work ethic.
Yeah. Glad you're finally saying it on this show.
All right. So I guess we just jump into them then.
Oh, hell yeah.
Make sure I'm beginning here. All right. Dear Flabby, I was on Pornhub. Oh, right.
Yep. Perfect.
So I wanted to say that if you want to send us something, go to whosrightpodcast.com and up at top, there's a little Dear Flabby link.
Yeah.
All right. Dear Flabby, I was on Pornhub and came across a video of a girl with a dick fucking a normal girl. I don't feel comfortable jacking off to this, even though this is just like jacking off to regular porn, except the guy has long hair. Does this make me transphobic?
No, it makes you normal.
No,
you don't want to see swinging tits and then swinging nuts at the same time. It's not interested.
You're wrong. So, yes, you are transphobic. If you do not pleasure yourself to, what's that called? She-men?
She-male? She-ra.
If you don't pledge yourself to She-Ra at least once a week, you are a transphobe.
Right, right.
So you've never jerked off to... What kind of porn is that?
Tranny porn. That's what I've always called it, isn't it?
What?
Tranny porn, right? So that's what it's called.
So you've never jerked off to tranny porn?
Fuck no.
You're full of shit. You jerked off...
Yeah. I still remember the days when, like... They would post like a thumbnail, but it was something different when you opened it, and it was a fucking dude or a girl with a cock, and it was that was a trap or whatever, you know, and when they called them traps. I still remember that shit. Now, fuck. You can't say trap or tranny, I guess. Tranny's a bad word now.
So you have spoke openly about your ability to jerk off to any type of porn.
Yeah, as long as it's not gay.
Tranny isn't gay.
Yes, it is.
It is not. If they've got tits, it's
dude. Have you?
If they hold on. If they've got tits, ignore the bits.
That should be our slogan. our slogan. If they've got tits, ignore the other bits. No. That's even like grosser than gay porn to me.
Like, okay, so you're walking. Somebody's got a gun to Bernie's head, I guess. No, you'll just let him shoot him. Somebody's got a gun to your head, and they walk you down a dark hallway. Mm-hmm. You can hear the water dripping like you're in a cavern somewhere.
Lights are swinging.
Yes. And you have to go into one of the rooms and jerk off, and you can't come out until you come out with a handful of your own semen.
That's the key. It's got to fit into this little slot.
On the left is tranny porn. Uh-huh. On the right is gay porn. Uh-huh. And you have to, you can't just close your eyes and think of something else. You have to jerk it until you finish watching one of those.
Okay.
Which one do you do?
I'm going to have to go with the gay porn, man.
It's tranny porn.
No.
Yeah, because you can focus on the tits.
No, I can't. once I see, I mean, like, no, no. You ever seen Buck Angel? You know who that is?
No.
You should look him up and see if, I mean, there's gotta be a way that you can put it on the screen. It's like this big buff. Like he looks like a fucking biker dude and he's got a pussy. It's the fucking weirdest thing you've ever seen in your life.
No, that's gross. I'm talking about the other way.
That's gross.
No, what you're no, not that. Not it's gotta have tits. It's gotta be your ball.
It's gotta have tits. So by that logic, just a real fat guy with big fucking jugs, totally good to go. There's some dudes with big fat titties.
In the scope of this conversation where you've got a door on the left and a door on the right.
Yeah.
You're still going with gay porn instead of trans porn.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. You're gay.
Yeah. I mean, as long as it's not blowjob, like, you know, watch a dude give another dude a blowjob. That's fucking weird. If they're just butt fucking, I mean, whatever.
Yeah. All right.
As long as they're no kissing or fucking each other's faces, that's fucking gross. No, man.
It's in this cavern of depravity. Whatever you don't want to see is going to be what's on the gay porn.
Damn it. Cum dripping out of the beard and shit. Oh, I'm out.
And they're smoking.
And they're smoking.
They're smoking in the gay porn and they're not smoking in the, and they're not smoking in the trans porn.
Damn it. You're making this really difficult.
All right. Now, which one do you pick?
It's got to be the tranny porn now, I guess.
Ah, you're gay.
You didn't pick the gay porn. You're gay.
All right. I hope that helps.
Yeah, it did.
Dear Flabby, have you made amends with Jasmine Kane? Fuck that fucking bitch. That fucking.
We got Jasmine Kane. If we make amends, that ruins the whole bit.
Actually, I did reach out to her. So I, how did I do this? I tried having you do it.
Yep, I tried, and she doesn't have any. Her DMs are not open, so I couldn't reach out to her. But you were able to because you DM. I don't know how you DM'd her before. I don't know how that works.
But yeah, I asked her. Oh, that's what it was. I said I noticed that you were having a new album coming out, and I'd like to have you come on the show. And she just said, "You mean the new album from last year?"
That was so awesome.
So
did,
no.
You really did your research on that one. I'm pretty sure I'm the one that told you. Hey, I think she just came out with a new album.
You did.
Cause I thought she did. I must not have been paying attention. She has that huge following and she could have helped us out tremendously. We would be at least 6 months ahead of where we are now.
So on our career trajectory. If you remember one of our listeners went to her concert after all that. Mm-hmm. Remember Fidget Spinner went?
Yeah, yeah.
Said Doug and Anthony said hi.
Whatever would have happened to Fidget Spinner?
All right. Dear Flabby. Okay, so I was listening to a podcast from 2017, and I found that Anthony has the same phobia that I do. The fear of balloons, specifically them popping. And I just want to know how Anthony comes with that. Maybe deals is what the...
No, I think it's comes.
Because I don't know what to do other than run and scream and then tickle. All right.
Tickle? What? All right. Nothing to do with
anyway,
tickling.
Anyway, so how do you deal with your balloon phobia?
So I was fine with it. It was not a problem for me whatsoever my whole entire life up until the point that I had kids and up until the point that they found out. And now it's like... Every opportunity they get, they're always like, "Dad, look at this balloon." Always, always, man. Anytime they can. I don't have any advice for you because I'm fucking. I don't know how to deal with it. It sucks. It makes me extremely uncomfortable.
God, you're so gay. That's even more gay than you wanting to watch
porn.
That's more gay than you wanting to watch the tranny porn. Like I can understand if you said something like it just gives me a little bit of anxiety because I'm assuming they're going to pop.
No, it's extremely uncomfortable.
So what do you do at like birthday parties at pizza places?
I go over stand as far outside. Away as I can. Stay outside.
Happy birthday. Daddy loves you.
Oh, God. I'm good with like helium balloons. I don't know why. That they don't bother me at all. It's just regular.
Wait a minute. Do you mean like Mylar balloons? Yep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, not it's. I thought you meant it. You could tell what gas was in the balloon.
Yeah, I got some kind of magic power. No, I'm Mylar. I couldn't think of the word. I am good with Mylar balloons. I don't have a problem with that at all. It's the stretchy. I don't know. I can't even put it into words, man. I don't know how to explain it.
How mad would you be if I publicized your address so some listeners could send you balloon bouquets?
Really mad?
Like mad enough to quit the show?
Yes, I'm preemptively quitting now, just the thought of it. But the worst was when my kids bought, or my wife bought my kids a game called Boom Boom Balloon. You blow up the balloon and you put it in this little cage and you take turns poking these sticks into it. And the last, whoever can poke the sticks in without popping it, you know what I mean? It's fucking terrible. Terrible.
Did you play it?
Fuck no. My kids ask me to play it all the time. Fuck no, I ain't playing that shit.
Who bought that?
My wife.
Why would she do that? Go grab her. I want to talk to her.
It's funny. I would do that to her. I mean, I would be disappointed if she didn't do that. That's funny.
Go grab her. I want to talk to her.
No.
All right.
All right. Shit. Yeah, man. More super chats. Ooh. Super bums. LOL baby face. Yeah, Doug. Baby face.
I think that's you.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Bing.
I really.
All right.
Those are my favorites. I think they do that on purpose, too. What the fuck was that?
That was the dash cam footage from that.
That's still there. Great. Bing. Oh, my gosh. Hafty Abbey. Goddamn, Anthony. When are you finally going to shave? Next week. I think I'm going to shave.
All right. Can we get back to it now?
Yep. Let's get back to it. Do it to it.
Dear Flabby, I had a girlfriend I dated for a while. We broke up and she moved away and started dating a new guy. Long story short, I missed her and wanted to be with her again. So I pretended to have a brain tumor to get her to feel bad for me and side with me. She broke up with her boyfriend and moved back to the same state as me to take care of her sick mom. I kept up my lie and we started dating again. I love her and don't want to lose her. Should I tell her I lied? She has asked me about appointments and I've played it off. How do I get out of this while not losing her?
Tell her you're cured. That's easy. That's an easy question. Say, well, I had an appointment with my doctor today. What? With my psychologist?
Gynecologist.
Yeah, say that. That's even better. I had an appointment with my gynecologist, and he said my brain's all gooder now.
How about he? I kind of want to tell him just to break up with her.
Why? He went through a lot of work to get her back. That's wasted. You want him to waste that work that he put in?
Do you think a relationship with the lies as a foundation is sustainable?
Yeah. Yes. Especially a lie that big. I mean, that's what's the word? Romantic.
Is it?
Yeah, he's got a brain tumor. It's like a Nicholas Sparks novel.
Okay, yeah, just give her a notebook.
Perfect. Give her a notebook that says you really didn't have a brain tumor. No, wait, don't do that. Man, if you tell her that it was a lie, you're gonna break up. So the first thing you got to figure this out in steps, right? Do you want to break up with her or her to break up with you? If the answer is no, then you can't tell her. That's how it works, because she's going to break up with you if you tell her.
What if he says that he misread the diagnosis and it was really just the flu?
It was a smudge on the fucking film. So, yeah, how could you get out of that saying it was a misunderstanding?
Okay, I don't think you can get out of it by saying it was a misunderstanding. So what you have to do is you're going to have to go to make up an appointment to go to several appointments.
Okay.
and you can't tell her till the appointment's over with. You can't say I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow because she'll want to go with you.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want that.
So it, you know what would be best, I think, is I was going to say just go to the library, but just go to the fucking, go to a hospital and just take a couple pictures while you're there and...
Look, here's me at the hospital.
Yeah.
I've got an even better idea. I will sit in as your doctor and do a televisit, and I will tell I will tell you and your girlfriend that you are cured. The operation was a success.
Okay.
Maybe we can both sit in as your team, as your cancer team or whatever. We'll do a televisit.
I think this will work. Mm-hmm. I've got a mask.
I'd be willing to do that for you.
Hey, so I think we should do this. Mm-hmm. I'll put my green screen up, mm-hmm. and I'll give myself a hospital background. Uh-huh. I'll play ER or something where there's people running around.
Right. It's perfect. I love it.
I've seen Grey's Anatomy too, so I know some of the hospital codes.
You know some of the jargon?
Yeah.
All I know is stat. That's all I know. I'm pretty sure that means whenever you get a chance.
He's code brown.
We're going to need new pants over here. He's code brown.
All right. Yeah. So send us a message at, send me a message, doug.whosrightpodcast@gmail.com. I think you can go to whosrightpodcast.com and click contact us or something.
Yeah. Oh, that would be a good one.
Dear Flabby and slightly more Flabby. Is it socially acceptable to store nice smells in my belly button? Sometimes after eating a snack that leaves sticky or smelly fingers, example given, barbecue flavored potato chips, I stick my finger in it so I can catch a smell later. Sometimes the food smells blend over time.
Over time? How long are you leaving it in there for?
At all is too much.
One at a time is good. But once you leave it in there long enough to where you've made it to your next meal, you just need the smell to help you get through to your next meal. But before you eat your next meal, you got to clean that shit out. You can't be putting smells on top of smells. It's gross.
Well, what if you want barbecued waffles?
Sounds good. maybe I was wrong. I gotta rethink this whole strategy.
So to answer your question, is it socially acceptable? No, but that doesn't mean that it's wrong.
Yeah, first of all, nobody has to know. Second of all, fuck them if they do know. Who cares? Do what you want. It would be way cooler if you were able to hide them under your gut flap, though. That would be way better than your belly button. You get a lot more room underneath there. I mean, am I wrong?
I don't know. My smells come up on their own. I don't have to store them.
You are storing them.
I don't remember eating goldfish.
Oh, shit.
Hello, Doug and Anthony. I don't have a question, but I want to tell you, Dear Flabby is now my favorite segment of your show. Keep up the great work. Hell, get a guest on, thinking they're doing a normal podcast, and have him help with our dumb questions. No.
we'll look into it. But no.
You imagine trying to...
It's ryanlongcomedy.com.
Imagine trying to navigate this with somebody else.
Oh, God. I've decided that every time we have a guest, I don't like it. It's not fun.
Oh, yeah. I like when there's a couple people that I like, but
I like when Kaya's on, and I like when Dave comes on, but just because I like talking to them too. But other than that, we're not that kind of show, man.
We say that all the time. We always say that we're not having any more.
And
so
then next week, we're going to have a fucking guest.
Yeah. Delvin was all right.
Yeah, Delvin was cool.
For a black guy.
Knew you were going to go there.
Couldn't help it.
It doesn't matter. We're already canceled anyways. I think I said tranny like 3 minutes into the show. So they didn't even have to go into the show to get us canceled.
Dear Flabby, I have two I have dicks and two pairs of balls. I am considering surgically removing one of the dickuses. However, all four balls are in one scrotal container. My question to you, should I keep all four balls? Feel like I might impress the ladies.
I don't. Yeah.
I believe you. You're going to have to send us pictures.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, of course. I'm surprised they didn't send attach pictures. But yeah, if you've got four balls, get your dick removed, obviously, because that's just creepy.
No, it's not. We talked about this.
Yeah, exactly. We talked about this. No self-respecting woman is going to suck two cocks at the same time.
Bullshit. No, I watch them videos all the time.
The double-ended dildo turned in half.
Okay, so what? So it's almost an ideal situation. If you have a girl that wants to get like DP'd, mm-hmm. that means you got to bring in another dude into your bedroom. If you're this guy, you can just take care of that shit right now.
You could also take care of the shit right now by saying, "Oh, you want to get DP'd? See ya." Right? I mean, that's how I would handle it.
Oh, you sound like a whole lot of fucking fun to hang out with.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't want this chick that I'm with to get railed by two cocks at the same time. I'm a dud.
Fucking square. Anyway, yeah, so keep the balls.
Keep the balls. That's what I'm saying.
I say keep the cock.
You're saying
Anthony lose the cock.
I'm voting lose the cock. Keep the. I would get another. See if they can't turn that cock into four more balls. Get eight balls.
What if you get one of the dicks turned into a puss?
Oh, that'd be awesome. Yeah, if they can fold one of them in, so you got four balls, a dick, and a pussy. That would be great, man. Yeah, do that. I changed my answer. Do that.
Dear Flabby and Naggy, I was recently scrolling through Reddit when I came across PlayStation 5 hentai. Seeing all this made me more excited for its launch. The question is, was this all just a marketing ploy by Sony to sell consoles? I don't care.
Same. Is hentai drawn child porn?
I don't know. I thought it was a type of tattoo.
The tribal tattoos with the fucking barbed wire. All right, we're going with that. Yep, they're trying to sell consoles by bringing it back to 1992.
Dear Ham Flabby and Pickle Penis.
I'm Pickle Penis.
I'm listening to the seven Deadly Sins episode right now, and I'm on the part on gun control. I thought of a possible solution involving sleeping gas in every classroom, like those fire extinguishers. P.S. I've got a 4.5-inch penis. I love making mama.
So with comments like that, you're really going to have to give us more context, because Seven Deadly Sins, is that something that we recorded?
Yes, it is.
I have no idea what the hell he's talking about.
I think what he wants us to do is have a conversation about gun control.
All right. I'm against it. Oh, wait. No, I'm for it. Wait, which one are you? I'll take the other side.
I'm Ham.
Oh, yeah. I'm Pickle. That's our gun control debate.
Let's see what this is. This made me laugh.
All right.
Holy shit. A super chat.
Super bums. Boo. And then there's a picture of a balloon. Thanks, buddy. Dicks. Shit, yeah, dicks. Man. More super chats. Luke DeDuke, you guys selling Who's Right pallet coasters? Yes.
So I put a video up. You watched it, right?
Yes. It was awesome.
Me making coasters?
Yeah.
On our YouTube.
Your process is kick ass.
So I figured out a way that I can transfer our logo onto it, make it look like it's burnt wood.
Oh, sweet.
And I was thinking about maybe selling like a set of them.
Uh-huh.
Or give them to our patrons or something.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, but I don't want you to get any of the money, so that's why I didn't do it.
That's even awesomer. Oh, God. This relationship is wonderful. Such a dick.
I didn't see you.
You know what? Then you can only burn half of our logo in.
I didn't see you putting any fucking money into the tools for the wood shop.
That's true. Those skills can't be learned on the streets either, man. You had to take some serious classes for that shit. Bing.
Hold on.
Bong. Shit, yeah, man. More super chats.
Running through them all.
The soft cast. Bong. Holy shit, a super chat. Okay. Holy shit, a super chat.
There was a reason why I was doing that.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Dear Flabby, recently while I was trying to sleep, my dog stretched out on my bed, and in the process of doing so, her paw went partially up my ass. I feel as though I have become her bitch. Is there any way I can reassert my dominance?
Do you let your dog sleep in your bed?
Yes.
Oh, that sucks. Why? Why would you do that? They're a beast. Filthy beast.
No, they're part of the family.
Beast. They're a filthy beast. Does your... Okay, so does everybody else in your family shit in the yard and then just walk through it?
Maybe.
I mean, if they do and you let them sleep in your bed, then we're good.
It don't bother me. I'm sorry that it bothers you.
It doesn't bother. It doesn't bother me at all. I just think it's funny. What was the question? All right. So this dog made you its bitch, put you on a rape table and tried to breed you. That's what I got out of this, right?
Okay. So the way to get your dominance back.
Yeah.
Is you have to have a staring contest with your dog.
All right. What are the rules?
This is true.
All right.
So once you lock eyes with your dog, you have to stay looking at your dog until your dog looks away. Then you win and you've reestablished your dominance. And that cancels out the paw up your butt.
That's so dumb. Have you done that? Like just stared at your dog until it doesn't stare at you anymore?
Yeah, that's how you establish dominance.
How? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I love
how does that establish dominance?
Because it's a fucking dog. It don't know any fucking better. I don't know.
No, Doug. It's a part of your family. Do you sniff its butt too? I don't understand. You work on their level sometimes, but not all the time.
I pick and choose.
Do you hold it by its ears and look at it in the eyes?
No, all you have to do is make eye contact. Anthony, you have to understand there are times that you are just ignorant in a subject. Okay. This is one of those times. It is a true statement, what I said. It is sound advice.
I don't think so.
You basically are just waiting to the day that you get to eat your dog. You don't care about it.
We all have our own opinions, okay? What you're saying is not correct.
But it is.
Okay, but we all have our opinions, okay?
Who's the doctor here?
We'll just agree to disagree. I'm the pickle.
All right.
I think I have heard that before, but I never tried it, so I don't know. But I thought you had to hold their ears and, like, maybe choke them out a little bit while you're staring at them.
Yeah. Rear naked choke, put them in a triangle, mounted position.
Yeah, you ain't nobody's bitch.
Dear Wait, Flabby.
So, whoa. Okay. Sorry. That means that they were sleeping naked with their dog. Do you sleep naked with your dog?
No.
This is getting better and better. I just put that together.
So, no, I don't. I wear boxers. Mm-hmm. But it is very important that the dog cannot touch my skin. So I have to, like, have my own sheet and wrapped up.
Because you get too hot or what?
No, because they're beasts.
Hilarious.
Would you
believe you'd do that to somebody in your family?
Don't touch me. Would you let a bear sleep in your bed?
Yes.
Me, I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, I know. I knew what you were talking about. I knew where you were going with that.
All right. Dear Flabby.
I'll be your cub any day.
What is the weirdest thing you have ever eaten? Also, if you listen to other podcasts, what are they?
The weirdest thing I've ever eaten. fuck, I don't know. I haven't really eaten that many weird things. My daughter thinks it's weird that I like calamari. I really like calamari. That's good. Man, is that weird?
Yeah. Well, it's fucking disgusting. It's not necessarily weird.
It's so good.
If it's at every buffet in America, it's not considered weird.
I mean, yeah, that was kind of my point. It's not really weird, but I eat smoked oysters regularly. I don't know, is that weird?
So you can buy that in a fucking can.
I know. I don't eat anything weird. Do you eat anything weird?
It didn't say what do you eat regularly that's weird. What is the weirdest thing you have ever eaten?
I mean, nothing. I don't eat weird things. Like,
you ever had like rattlesnake?
Nope.
Horse?
You know what? I guess I did have alligator one time. I forgot about it actually.
You ever had brains like cow brains?
No.
Cow heart?
No, but I've had tongue. But
you ever had pineapple on your pizza? That's all I can think of.
That's weird.
Why don't you rattle off your list of podcasts?
The only ones that I listen to regularly is Dave Smith, Part of the Problem, and Joe Rogan, if he's got somebody good, of course. And then that's pretty much it. Oh, Sam Harris, I guess, if he's got somebody interesting on there.
I don't listen to podcasts much anymore. If I do, it's sometimes I'll listen to whatever Dave's doing over there at
Man Brain.
Jody B, I listen to him. He's getting pretty inconsistent, so
really
I'm losing interest.
Inconsistent how?
He's not consistently putting out an episode.
Oh, but I didn't know if you meant like content or time, like I mean time wise.
Go ahead.
I was gonna say I definitely recommend checking out Part of the Problem, Dave Smith. It's a good show. It's interesting to me, so.
Dear Flabby and Anthony, I walked in on my dad masturbating to porn. We never acknowledged it. My mom apologized. How do I go on living with this image in my head? You have to walk in on him with your dick out.
That's the only way.
Okay, so this is actually weird. So he said he walked in on my dad masturbating to porn. So I assume what he means is like, his dad was masturbating, not that he walked in on his dad.
I walked in while I was masturbating, holding my laptop, walking around the room, spanking it.
But the weird part to this is that means that the dad went to the mom and said, hey, what's his name here? I don't want to use it. Scared for life. Walked in on me jerking off. Can you go say something to him?
Can you take care of this for me? That's very weird. I'm with you. The only way to have him walk in on you. So you need to be jacking off all the time whenever. And you need to be on your bed, laid spread out, jacking off and hey, come in here for a second. That's the best way to handle it.
Is it safe to come? What the fuck are you doing? You ever have anybody walk in on you?
Nope. You?
Yeah, but I mean, it was, so I was in high school. It was my stepmom. Uh-huh. And I thought I was managing my squeaky bed, you know, but apparently I was just tearing the shit out of myself because she opened the door and then the light from the hallway cascaded across my naked writhing body. And I did the quick flip over, you know.
Uh-huh.
Hey, what are you doing in here? She's like, are you in here getting sick or something? What's going on?
Yes, I'm very sick. Please leave me alone.
I'm puking out of my dick.
Oh, shit. Oh, that's funny, man.
But my dad never apologized to me for it.
That's weird that he didn't.
Now that I'm older, I should see if she wants to come on the show and like, because we've never acknowledged that it happened.
Why would you? There are some things that you don't really need to acknowledge. It's okay. Especially live in front of everybody. Get her on. I'm all for it.
Dear Flabby, I'm a sexually frustrated teenager and I live with my two dads, so not getting any womanly advice on this has been rough. I decided last night out of desperation to use one of my father's dildos.
I hope this is a chick.
It had some weird sharp wings on it. I tried to avoid putting inside. I think this was a sprinkler, the kind that you push down into the ground. It had some weird sharp wings on it, so I tried to avoid putting it inside me, but it cut me nonetheless. I'm afraid now the wound is going to give me some infectal poop bacteria, since I think my dads use it frequently. What should I do?
Not do that. Get a mom and a dad.
Have you thought about that? See, this is the problem with gay marriage.
Yeah, you're cutting your pooper all up.
So, you know, I have always assumed it, but I never had proof that the gays use barbed dildos. And if they're just leaving them around all willy-nilly for their kids to shove up their fucking buttholes.
It was one of them Negan bats with the fucking barbed wire wrapped around it. It wasn't even a dildo. It was just a prop. They're like, I'm horny. I'm going to shove that fucking thing up my ass.
Yeah. So, okay. I can't fathom having two dads. Like,
nope.
So picturing me living with my dad and my stepdad, like for some weird thing that they ended up hooking up because, you know, they fucking hate each other.
Uh-huh. So weird. It would be almost as weird as me thinking of growing up with a mom. It's fucking weird.
And then even more weird than that is when you're doing your, you know, you're scrounging around in the fucking drawers and shit looking for their VHS porn stash. Uh-huh. You come up with a razor bladed dildo and decide to fuck yourself with that.
That's where you lose me. Okay, I get it. You're looking around their shit. You find, oh, my dad has a dildo. Oh, weird. But to connect that thought to I should put this inside of me because it's been inside my dad. You know what I mean? Like, how do those things get connected ever in anybody's mind?
Right. So what it should be is that looks like something that I would put inside me, but I won't because it's been inside my dad.
Right.
And you can use that with dildos. You can do it with needles.
I would recommend taking a picture of it and then looking online to buy one for yourself if that's what you want.
Ask him where he got it.
Yeah, that's not a bad
Dad,
idea.
Dad, where'd you get your Negan bat?
Oh, shit.
Dear Flabby, long-time listener, first-time flabber.
I like it. I think that needs to stick. All right, flabbers. I like it.
Bye, everybody.
I don't think we can top that one. See you later, flabbers.
Navy's dead, flabbers here. I've enjoyed your show for the past few months now. I was going through some rough shit when I lost my job and divorced my wife for being a pothead cunt who never strived to do anything with her life. Your podcast was an escape from all the shit going on. I was looking forward to hearing you guys, and there was always something to laugh about. Things are going better now. I have a better job, a new girlfriend, and overall, I'm a lot happier. I want to support you guys like you supported me. But old cunty sued me for child support.
This guy's got away with words.
And she's taking about half my goddamn paycheck. I see my daughter every weekend, and I was giving her money before she sued me, but I guess it wasn't enough for her drug addiction. So, Flabby, how do I get out of paying child support? My advice to you is to not get out of paying child support. That is, we can wait. Just, we're keeping track of what you owe us.
So my advice would be to give me, if she's hot, give me your ex-wife's phone number. I'll adopt your daughter. I'll get married to your ex-wife, and then you don't have to pay anymore. Once your daughter gets adopted, you don't have to pay no more.
You like that better than my idea of just keeping track of what he owes us, and then when his daughter turns 18, then we start taking his money?
Yeah, because then he can pay us now. I mean, as soon as the adoption goes through.
Yeah, I would suggest that you continue just paying child support.
This is the one you choose to get serious with. I was really looking forward to adopting somebody's daughter.
How old is daughter?
I don't know. It doesn't even matter.
It does.
We've got a stable home. It's fine. There's only been like 3 fires at our house. It's no big deal.
I can guarantee you that he would rather have his daughter live with old cunty.
Old cunty.
Rather than that train wreck that you've got going on over there.
Oh, shit.
How is she at dressing burn wounds?
Yes. I'm starting to like this more and more.
All right. Well, I'm glad you enjoy the show. Good luck with your new girl. Hey, doesn't your new girl have a fucking job? She can give us money.
Right. I think you should sue your ex-wife to pay us. We can pretend to be your children and she can owe you child support.
No, he needs to sue his new girlfriend.
Okay with that too. Sue everybody.
We need to sue his new girlfriend for money owed to us.
And sue him. Is his name in there? We're forwarding that shit to our lawyer.
Mexican guy 69.
Oh, he's got money. we're going to be fucking rich.
Dear therapist Flabby, I'm not sure if my girlfriend doesn't like texting or doesn't like me. We've broken up once before because she didn't feel we were going anywhere. So once I won her back, I started giving her more attention. However, quarantine has made it very difficult to hang out together. So I've been texting her. She either leaves me undelivered or unopened. She seems to like me when we are together, though. She says she just hardly checks her phone, but I'm not sure if that's true or she's just ignoring me. What should I do? P.S. She is a 7 and I'm around a low 5.
at least you're honest. So I would do anything you can to keep her around. If you're a low 5 and she's a 7, do whatever you got to do, man. Maybe ask her. Be like, hey, do you not like texting or what? Call her. Some people just like to talk on the phone.
So the information that he left out of here is how far apart do they live from each other? Because quarantine is, I mean, you can still go places. It's not like they shoot your fucking windows out when you're driving.
You're going to see your girlfriend? Nope. You can't go. So if you're an adult and you want to go see your girlfriend and it's quarantine time, go see your fucking girlfriend. Have her over.
Also, you could just grow the fuck up. Like, some people don't like texting. I fucking hate texting. How many times do you write me something and I don't write you back?
And more important than that, how many times have I texted you and then I'll push send and I'll hold my phone and it'll start ringing because I know you're going to call every time.
I fucking hate texting.
I know. I understand. I get it. Some people don't like texting.
So you'll text me like, Doug, do you want to record that thing this week? Ring.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
Yep. Sounds about right. But really, though, do whatever you got to do, man, because if she really is a 7 and you really are a 5, you need to hold on to that unless she eats a lot. Cause then in a couple of years, she might not be a 7 anymore. You got to watch that too.
It also depends on where they're at, what part of the country they're in.
If they're cousins or something?
No. Cause if they're in California and she's a 7, then mm-hmm. move to Iowa and she'll probably be a 9.
Yeah, that's true.
Or if she's an Iowa, a 7 in Missouri, she's probably a fucking 2 in California.
That's weird, man. I mean, you're right, but that's weird.
If she works in a machine shop and she's a 7, that means she's like a 4 once she walks out of the machine shop.
Yeah.
This shit's important. You got to figure shit out. We can't answer this without having the details.
I don't know that I've ever seen a chick that worked in a machine shop that was like as attractive in the shop as she was, or as attractive outside of the shop as she was in the shop.
No, it don't exist.
Yeah.
You know, you're surrounded looking at the same fucking swinging dicks every day. And then some new girl walks by. It's like, oh shit. Who's everybody? All the everybody was looking over their machines and
she's only like 350. Look at that.
I can get past all the tattoos on her face, man. Look at her.
Right.
Dear Flabby. I said that as if it was the theme song.
You gonna sing it to us?
When I was a kid, I had my own little business that got nowhere. Basically, I was telling my friends if they ever needed help with any video game, they could instant message me for help. I would answer their question, and that's that. I solicited this to one of my friends, and he pointed out the obvious flaws. He said he could just go online and look up cheat codes or walkthroughs by himself and ask me how my service was different. I told him that I could do the legwork for him and go to those websites. I wanted to be Mr. Cool Dude with these latest tips, but he wasn't having it. What were some of the stupid ideas y'all had? Well, I wanted to start my own search engine.
What, really?
Yeah, people just like, let's do it. Ask me a question, anything that you could possibly want to know.
Oh my God. Anything that I could possibly want to know. Fuck, man, I don't, that's a hard question. I don't know. Usually I just look up social justice shit.
No, just that, something, anything. Who's the 15th president of the United States? Or,
oh yeah, who was the 23rd president of the United States?
Hold on.
Hold on. I'll
Benjamin Harrison. You owe me a dollar.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, that's an expensive search engine.
Well, but I saved you from doing all the legwork.
My legs wouldn't have moved either way. So when you were a kid, you never did anything like that?
We would go through our junk drawers, and we had, me and a friend of mine named Todd, we had this little plastic shitty Fisher-Price briefcase thing, mm-hmm. and we would take all the garbage from our junk drawers, put it in there, and then walk around the neighbor's house trying to sell the shit.
Mm-hmm. I did that. I got a 5-gallon bucket, and I put all my Garbage Pail Kids in it, and I walked door to door trying to sell my Garbage Pail Kids for a nickel. It was awesome.
Don't you wish you still had them?
Fuck yeah. It'd be great. I tried to start a lemonade stand, but I did one of those, you know, those marble things where you snap the pieces together and you drop the marble in and it goes through all the shit, yeah. You know, I built one of those and I put it on the table. And when somebody came by to buy lemonade, I poured it in the top and it took like 45 seconds for it to go all the way and drip out into the bottom cup. I thought it was the coolest fucking thing ever, but like, at least three people were like, just, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and go. Just go ahead and keep the money. I don't, they just stood there staring at me, tired of waiting.
You got fucking, what is it, a Rube Goldberg device trying to, lemonade. Just give me the fucking lemonade.
Oh, shit.
Dear Flabby and Flabby, my female partner and I was getting it on the other night. She was riding my cock, and when she came, she stopped and she sucked herself off my cock before remounting. Does this make her a lesbian?
Remounting. No, it makes her the awesomest chick ever. That's my thing. That's so hot. Love it.
There you have it.
That's it. It's the greatest thing ever.
Okay, so just so we're clear. Mm-hmm. If you kiss your wife after she sucks you off, mm-hmm. and you come in her mouth, mm-hmm. you're gay. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. I just wanted to.
Yeah. I don't understand the confusion.
Dear Flabby, the room temperature in my room is 104 degrees Fahrenheit. Should I buy an island near Antarctica?
Yes.
You heard it here, folks. Dear Flabby, I have a full jar of coins that totals about $200. However, I once was bored and put my cock in it for just a thrill. Should I wash the change before I use it, or do people expect their money to have bodily fluids on it?
If you don't expect your money to have bodily fluids on it, you're an idiot, because all money does all the time. Money is fucking disgusting.
So, oh, no, this is the question you're going to take seriously.
You shouldn't wash it. Yes, this is important. I'm trying to stop the spread of diseases here.
Just wear a mask when you use the change. You'll be fine.
I think people, anytime you exchange money with someone, you should use gloves.
No, you don't need to wash the coins. It's fine. Your chances are you probably. Why would you put your dick in a jar of coins? That's what we should be talking about.
Nah, I can understand the impulse. It's cool. You ever seen Scrooge McDuck jump into him like a swimming pool?
Who would jerk off with change? It doesn't make any sense.
Dollar bills are so much softer. Oh my God.
I watched this video once where it was like a new way to masturbate. So you take a cup of as warm of water as you can stand, and then a cup of cold water, and you put them on the ground, and then you hover above it, and you stick your dick in the warm water, and then immediately put it in the cold water, and then back in the warm water. That's it. I did it.
That's fucking weird. Did it work?
I didn't call him. I mean, it was just like I was in a hot shower, then I was in a cold shower, then I was in a hot shower, then I was in a cold shower.
That's fucking weird.
Oh, don't act like you haven't tried any stupid shit.
Well, yeah, but that is weird.
Fag. fuck. Duplicate messages are pissing me off. I have a question for Anthony. Oh, wait a minute. Dear Flabby, I have a question for Anthony.
All right.
If you were a songwriter and you put your music online for people to buy, how would you feel about it if people started downloading them for free? You aren't out anything after all.
If I was a songwriter, I would put my music out online for free for people to have. So I would feel okay with it. As long as you like my music.
You're full of shit. You're lying.
What? What do you mean I'm lying? How could you possibly know that I'm lying? If I'm making music and I enjoy making music and I want to give it to you, I don't understand what am I lying about?
If that's how you make your money?
There are bands, touring bands who go on tour.
God, sell their CDs, I hate music whatever. Questions.
they give their music away online for free.
Who's winning our poll?
I'm
trying to change the subject.
I don't care. I am, I think. That's funny that you brought that up because I'm almost positive that Fugazi is one of those bands that puts their music up for free forever for anybody that wants it.
Like Metallica.
Right. Just like Metallica.
Fuck. Dear Flabby, is it gay to get pegged by a chick? No.
What did I say last time? I don't remember.
I think you said yes.
Yes. Super gay. It depends on if you get hard, I guess. I was going to say I should write a book, but I think it would be better if I don't write a book and just let the rules change every week. It's so much easier.
Okay, so Sly is supposed to be getting our wiki taken care of.
Sure.
I want to know everything that you have said that makes you gay.
And how many times I contradicted myself. I'm telling you, I can't put it into book form. It changes. It's a living document.
You're fluid.
Right. There you go.
Dear Flabby, is it gay to vape?
Yes.
I thought we already had that one before.
Yeah, that's an easy one. I can put that one in the book. I can fill a whole page of the book with that one.
Dear Flabby, what was the point in your life that changed you from an alcoholic into you now? Love the streams. I think the big turning point for me was when I was going to kill myself.
Really?
Yeah. I think I've said that several times.
Huh.
You just don't listen.
Huh. Crazy. Huh. Crazy.
Yeah, you were going to kill yourself.
I thought maybe you did say that and I just didn't pay attention. I thought that that it happened after that you stopped drinking, but
no,
I got the timeline all fucked up.
That was the changing point.
Ah, gotcha.
When I went into the mental hospital versus when I came out, I was reborn in there.
Awesome.
I was forged.
That's so awesome.
God, such a shitty place.
I want to go to a mental hospital just for the experience, just to see, you know.
No, you don't.
It's not fun. It's not like a movie.
No, not, they have a bunch of board games. They don't even have all the fucking pieces. Them crazy bastards like, don't even know it.
Like my house. it's like I'm home.
Dear Flabby, what do you think about Ted Kaczynski's ideals and his manifesto, Industrial Society and Its Future?
I never read it, but I think living in the woods would be awesome, and I'm all for it.
God, you just pick and choose what you want to hear.
Duh. I mean, you don't have to kill anybody, but just go live in the woods. It's cool. No big deal. Did he say in his manifesto, did he say you need to kill people or you should kill people?
I don't know. I didn't fucking read it.
Oh, well then.
I watched a documentary about him.
Did you?
But I don't remember any of it.
I don't know much about him other than he wanted to isolate himself from the world because the world is shitty, and I'm all about that. But then you don't have to kill anybody. Just let him be shitty.
Oh boy. I'll let you take this one.
Oh boy.
I learn English now. Why is it a fare, not fair? Also, a fare should be less than 2,000 rupees when I go to Queen Mary College. I hope you good day, my Canadian friends. Say you guys super know. Regards, a Pakistani Mexican.
Thanks. Regards. Sir? Or madam? I don't fucking know what to do with that.
Dear Flabby, I was wondering about how to tell a friend of mine who is gay to become straight because I'm sick and tired of his shit. Do not now reveal my name.
That's a question.
Do not reveal my name because he listens to the show.
What's his name?
I almost said it.
That would have been so shitty if you said it. It would have been all my fault.
You tricked me into this.
Oh, man. So what I would recommend and what I've heard works really well is gay conversion therapy, or those camps where they send the fat kids and they come out not gay anymore.
So, you know, we started off talking about I don't think we talked about it, but adding another tier.
Yeah.
Do we want to have like a pray the gay away tier?
Yes. Yep. I don't know how that would work, but yes. If you're gay and you need to not be gay anymore, we'll put a tier on our Patreon and we'll pray with you. I'm serious though. Those camps where they just yell at you until you're not gay anymore. I've heard that that's really effective at getting gay people to kill themselves.
So then they're not gay anymore.
So they're not gay anymore.
If when somebody dies, are they still gay?
It depends on what the coroner does with the body, I suppose. There's gotta be a way to get the guts out other than your anus. If the guts come out of your anus, then that means you're still gay in the afterlife.
That sucks. So, yep. So the button gut makes you gay?
Yep. You have to request that in your will. Don't have the coroner take my guts out of my ass, please.
I do not want to be gay. I think that's what should happen. Like, to all homophobes should have to be gay in the afterlife.
They should get their guts ripped out of their ass after they die.
Yeah.
Or as they're dying. I'd be okay with that. It'd be kind of funny.
Let's see if there's any more of these things over here. Oh. Boo, boo, boo.
Boo, 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 boo.
Holy shit, a super chat.
Case by V. In 8 days, I can buy cigs again and any brands you recommend. Virginia Slims. Those are the good ones. That's what my mom smoked when I was a kid. So so there you go.
I almost caved today. I wanted to have a cigarette so fucking bad.
Really? How long has it been?
Several months. Wow.
Damn. Why the hell? Why? Why would you give it all up?
Because they make you look cool.
You got your trusty vape, though, to make you look cool.
Holy shit.
Hold on. So you're the one that fucking smoked. Any brands that you recommend?
Marlboro.
I don't even fucking smoke.
Marlboro.
That's, is that what the cool people smoke?
That's what I smoked.
Okay.
What? Kent? Or
what you, I don't know. Almost? I don't even know what that is. All I know is Virginia Slims. That's the only one I know.
Actually, in these trying times, I would suggest you smoke a menthol. That way you can say, I'm one of you.
Don't they have like cherry flavored now? Just do that.
Get watermelon flavored.
Awesome. Bong. Assassin Ferret. Anthony looks like a depressed middle-aged math teacher trying to get the girls to stay after class. Why is that depressing? I'm not depressed about that. That's cool. As long as we're talking college.
Holy shit, a super chat.
I really posted just came in. Finally got my Raiden the Dildo Smuggler shirts. Bought them when that discount was on, so it took a while. They look great, by the way. Sweet. I think I got one coming in the mail. So I'm excited. Yeah.
You need to keep bringing that up because I keep forgetting.
I wasn't going to put you on the spot, but you know, I was just going to mention it.
I don't care enough to be on the spot. It's fine. Go ahead.
All right. Well, then get that shit sent over.
Big fan, but I've toned down on how much I listen to at work. I clean the mall before opening and people doing stock out in the supermarket call me out for laughing as it echoes throughout the mall. Back in the episode Bing Bong, it was a blast, but a few days after that podcast, my account was suspended from YouTube. Firstly, how the fuck did your channel outlive mine? And secondly, would you ever attempt to make an alternative account or fight to gain control of your channel back if you had it suspended? Much thanks. I'll be looking forward to more super chats to you two and more 9/11 carnival ride discussions in the future.
So I want to back up everything to an alternative channel. But I don't know
where. I don't want to do the work.
Well, yeah, there's that too, but that's the secondary part. That's the work part of it doesn't want to be done, but where are we going to put it? I mean, there is no, if anybody has any good options, please.
We have an OnlyFans. Why don't we just get that fired up?
Get it fired up and just give it to them. So let's answer this question first.
I am. Let's use our OnlyFans as our backup.
So in the OnlyFans terms and agreements, it says that if you upload something to OnlyFans, they own it. You can take it down, but when you put it on OnlyFans, they're allowed to use it for whatever reason they want. They're allowed to sell it to whoever they're allowed to do anything they want with it.
And you're okay with that.
No, it's ours. I'm not okay with it on your behalf.
Three questions ago, you were a song.
No, that didn't happen. If I make something, I don't want people to have it for fucking free.
That's when we were talking in jest.
Right. Wait, no. What? Oh, shit. Yeah, we do have an OnlyFans account, but we don't have anything on it yet. So look for us there.
So why don't we use that as the backup?
We can, yeah. I don't know why. We haven't. I'm good with it.
Okay, so get it set up.
It is set up.
Can people give us money?
I don't know how that works.
It doesn't sound like it's real set up.
It's set up, but I haven't logged in since the first day I set it up.
All right.
Now, the rest of the question. There was more to the question. Are we going to fight to get it back if it gets canceled?
No.
Yeah. I agree. No. What difference does it make? Once they say it's canceled, what are we going to do? Please? I mean.
Dear Flabby, my wife's care from Uganda is getting lazy. How did your ancestors motivate black people?
Huh. I'm going to let you answer this one. How did your ancestors motivate black people, Doug?
Have you tried planting a crop? or a whip?
I think you should definitely whip your wife's carer. That would be a great idea.
Well, if she's getting lazy.
I think you should withhold food.
I don't believe that. I don't.
Don't believe that she's getting lazy?
No.
Why?
I think his expectations are just too high.
You take care of my wife? That's the high. Just that starts out being high.
So what do you think that the caregiver shows up and the wife is sitting there like all bedridden with a tube in her mouth and shit, and the Ugandan caregiver shows up like, no, man, I'm going to watch TV, man.
Judge Judy. Yeah, I can see that.
What's a Ugandan name?
Bill? I don't fucking know.
Bill, you going to get in there and take care of her?
What? Is that the one where they talk in clicks?
I think so.
Good, because if it's not, then that's racist.
And we don't want to be racist.
Right.
What's
this one? Bing. McNutting ton. Doug should do as Bill Hicks did. Go on cigs after 6 months.
Okay. I'll start smoking again for the show.
I don't think they had vaping when Bill Hicks was around, did they? I don't know.
Holy shit, a super chat.
I really, funny story. That's my dear Flabby. Obviously, I have managed to get it back. It was taken down for spam, so it was probably the slew of super chats. They took your channel down for spam because you got too many super chats? Is that what he said? Is that what you got out of that?
I wasn't listening.
Awesome. Oh, my God.
Dear Flabby. Hey, Flabster, would you date me?
Yes. Are you a dude?
Yeah, that's, I need to know this shit.
That's my first question.
I guess it's kind of important. Is it important?
If it's a dude?
What if it's a really good looking dude?
Yeah. I mean, no, I'm not going to date a really good looking dude. You don't date somebody that's way above your station, whatever you want to call it, your place. Cause then you got to worry about them straying. You know, you try to find somebody right on your level, you know?
Dear Flabby, I woke up one day to a strange noise in my bathroom. It was only me and my wife. So I went in. I quickly noticed she was talking to a handsome stranger naked. All I have to say is, why the fuck did you steal my wife?
Do you have any idea what the hell they're talking about?
I wasn't listening.
All right. I think we're getting to that point in the show.
Dear Flabby, when my girlfriend and I have sex, I sometimes to a pinky in my ass or even having my, I sometimes to a pinky in my ass or even having my ass eaten. It's epic, but I want to know, do you guys think it's gay? Anthony first, then Doug.
Yes.
No, I mean, it's not gay.
We've already been over this.
Yeah, and it wasn't gay the last time we talked about it.
It wasn't? Well, then, never mind. No, it's not. Because I don't remember what I said last time. I mean, yes, it's gay, and I stand by it 100% until next time.
Dear Flabby, if you two had to have one of you suck the other's dick, who would suck who? He would suck my dick.
No, no question. Sucking my cock for sure.
And you would play with my balls.
No. I don't think so, buddy.
There is no chance in hell that I'm sucking your dick. And there is almost 100% certainty that you will be sucking my dick.
No. I'm going to see if I can't get my cock mouth at the same time.
I'm going to put my dick in your mouth soft so you can enjoy getting hard.
Right.
I hope that cleared it up for you.
Right. Doug will be sucking my cock anytime now.
Have you had any experience with LSD or mushrooms? Also, Doug is a cuck.
Awesome. Huh. That's a funny one.
Is it? I didn't think it was funny at all.
I think so.
Yes, I have tried acid.
I want to try mushrooms, never have, but I don't know where to get them. I don't know any drug dealers. I wouldn't even begin to know where to get mushrooms that I could from somebody that I could trust.
Get them at the fucking gas station or grocery store.
I don't think that's how that works. But that's my goal. I want to try mushrooms someday. I heard it can expand your mind. I'm all about that.
This might be a good one to end on. You guys were my favorite podcast until the fat fuck made a soundboard and started the "I hope we don't get any more super chats" Murph bullshit.
Murph?
I don't know. You have the dumbest viewers on the planet, and taking their questions for a dollar is just pathetic. I want to develop a program that cuts out all the dumbass pocket change hungry drops you insert.
Is that Crispy?
No.
Bullshit. It's Crispy's alter ego. Okay. Thanks for listening.
Well, I guess I don't know what to say about that one unless there's more super chats.
Oh, shit. So this is what's funny to me. And I've seen it happen several times. Like, somebody will like something, and then the fans of that particular thing are shitty. And then people are like, I can't like this anymore because their fans are insufferable. Why would you ever have to interact with our fans? I mean, who cares if you don't like our fans? If you like what we're doing, what difference does it fucking make?
What are you talking about?
What do you mean? He said our fans were something. I don't remember what he said. It's something
right,
about,
but he's forced to listen to it.
No, he's not.
Does ring a fucking bell?
Bing.
Holy shit.
Man. More super chats. No, nobody's forcing anybody to listen to anything.
Yeah, he said, okay, hold on. I would like to continue my thought, but
bing.
I've got to get to this super chat.
Nobody's forcing. I really. Nobody's forcing anybody to do anything. Our show has taken a turn that you don't like, that sucks. Sorry to see you go, you know. That's it. That's all I got.
How do you expect to keep people around like that? We've got to morph to what every individual person wants.
Did you say
all
Murph?
The time?
We got to morph to what every comment we have to change for that one.
Yes. So right. we are not going to do any more super chats this episode unless we get another super chat.
Oh shit. So that's, yeah. Okay. I mean, thanks. I don't know what to say to that either. I mean, what do you want us to do? Our fans are our fans.
We're moving on. I don't care.
Yeah, there we go.
Dear Flabby and Fatty, I was talking to this girl for a few months. We hung out a few weeks and made out and all, and she took my dick out and flapped it around a little. You know, normal first date stuff. Before our second date, she had said she wanted me to fuck her face. I was like, cool, she a kinky bitch. I like. As we making out, dicks out, I'm like, nod, wink, and say something like, want me to fuck your face? And she gives me a puppy dog look and nods. I proceed to fuck her face.
I'm on the edge of my seat here. What's going to happen?
It's another Nicholas Sparks. After about 2 to 3 minutes in, she had a very blank look on her face and asked me to stop. I obliged, asked her if everything's okay. She says yes, but she wants to cuddle. I say something like, you had never have to do anything you don't want to, and hug her. She then starts crying and runs to the bathroom. Comes back 5 minutes later and acts like nothing ever happened. Okay, so now there's a bunch of questions that we got to answer. So, like, what the fuck?
I don't know. I mean, that's weird.
Did her uncle
be crazy?
Did her uncle touch her?
Probably.
Is she mentally fucked in the head, or am I?
Yes.
It can be both.
Yeah, and it is both.
Is this normal? No.
It depends on the women that you
date. No, it's not normal.
It depends on the women that you date.
It's not normal.
It depends. If it happens to you over and over and over again, that's normal to you. So yes, it can be normal depending on the women that you date.
That's not how you use the word normal, dickhead. You
yes,
know
it is,
that.
Dickhead. If something happens to you every day, that's your normal. That's how it works. That's how
you really think he's fucking some different girl's face every day and they're all running away crying?
In my head he is, because that's hot.
Just running up and fucking people's face?
Yep. I was playing this out like it was a porno movie. It's just normal.
I know it ain't because my dick's too big, so why the fuck she start crying about that? She asked me to face fuck her in the first place. Now she talks about wanting to do all this sexy time stuff, but when I say we don't have to, if you don't want to, she starts to tear up again. I'm just like, the fuck?
It's all right. It sounds like you are not equipped to deal with her issues. That's what it sounds like to me.
And she has plenty.
Yes. I would cut ties.
No, so it sounds like she only cries when he says we don't have to do this if you don't want to.
So you're saying that he should. You're doing this, bitch. And then she's like, but that's against the law, isn't it?
My assumption is whoever it was that abused her when she was younger said something very similar.
Probably. Yeah, that makes sense. So you don't have what it takes to deal with her issues. I would cut ties.
You want to do another one or what do you want to do?
We can do one more. Bong. The soft cast. Bong. More super chats. Bing. She had to dry heave for half an hour. What? Oh, all right.
Dear Flabby, I was putting dishes away at Mother's.
Good boy.
Nobody
talks like that. Come on, dude. That's creepy, man. That's like Norman Bates shit.
I was putting dishes away at Mother's and I came to suspect something. Geometrically, it was a cone shaped and it was about 3 inches in length. The flat surface was metal, but then the rest of it was rubber. Curious, I asked Mother what it was, and her excuse was that it used to put on a bottle of wine when you open it so it stays cool. But you still have the caps from the bottle, so why would you need that? I retorted. Charles, she smiled, and her eyes, I'm not reading it. This thing is so fucking long, I'm not reading it.
Is there a too long didn't read?
No.
Just read the last line.
Thank you for reading this.
No problem. Glad we can help. That's kind of like a dick move on our part.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it would probably be a solid 15 minutes of me reading.
Really? Can you read faster?
Hold on, I'll try.
All right.
Why would you lose them if you're just going to open them? You don't. People lose stuff all the time during the special occasions. When you're talking to your guests, you might misplace the cork. This is when cum comes in. I'm starting to have a stroke.
So it's about wine.
So what do we do with these long ones that come in?
I don't know. Can we pay somebody else to read them and answer those questions?
You want to do a coffee table book?
Sure.
Yeah, I'll put that on the list of shit we're not going to fucking do.
Okay, from now on, when you say, do you want to do a, the answer is always yes. I mean, of course. Yes, I want to do that, of course. Does anybody even have coffee tables anymore?
Anthony said the N-word. Check your email for proof. Exposed.
Gay.
Dear Flabby, I've been cursed knowing this question. It keeps me up at night, and I've had to go to therapy because of this unanswered question. So I have come to you guys because I feel like you guys are the only ones who can answer it. My question is, who is Flabby?
I don't know. One of us, I'm guessing.
Dear Flabby, I live alone, and yesterday I went to take a shit. when to my surprise, I found out that the toilet seat was hot. I don't know what could have caused this other than a demon or a burglar. I am already scared when I have to go to the bathroom, and this has been a scary experience. I already hold a combat knife when I go to the bathroom, but is there any way that I can retake my security when pooping? That's a potato gun.
That's a weird question. I mean, why would you feel insecure when you're pooping in the first place? Like, because whether your toilet seat's hot or not? Is it because you're vulnerable?
Yeah, no, because he's suggesting that somebody else took a shit in his house.
But he said that he was nervous before that even happened. Just normal.
Wait, when did he say that?
In the email that we got.
Did he send you a text?
Yeah.
Dear Flabby, I live alone, and yesterday I went to take a shit, when to my surprise, I found that the toilet seat was hot. I don't know what could have caused this other than a demon or burglar. I am already scared when I have to go to the bathroom.
See?
And this has been a scary experience. Yeah, quit being a pussy. Just go take a shit.
What I would recommend, if you want to feel safer and less vulnerable when you're taking a shit, is take your pants completely off. That way, if something happens, you can jump.
Ready to ninja kick.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have pants around your ankles.
You know, that's something I can't do, is I can't poop naked. I have to have the restraints around my ankles, like my underwear.
God, you're so fucking weird. That is so weird. Why? Why would that make a difference?
Because it feels weird to sit on the toilet naked.
So weird. Usually I'll get naked to pee.
All the way down, socks and everything.
Yes, but I don't sit because that's gay.
Oh, fuck. All right. Last one. Dear Doug and Pickle, I am a 19-year-old male who has a serious lack of self-confidence. Making friends isn't that hard for me. However, when it comes to dating, I feel hopeless. I've never had a girlfriend, and I'm beginning to worry that I'll never find a partner. So my question is this normal for someone my age? And how can I be more like Doug, a total stud?
Sorry. I think that's the question for you, because I don't know. I wouldn't know how to be more like you.
Well, I'll answer this one seriously. Just put yourself out there. If people don't like you for who you are, fuck them. You wouldn't have worked out anyway.
Right. That I agree with 100%. I think that it is normal for 19-year-olds to never have had a girlfriend. I think that that's.
No.
I don't think so.
No.
I think that that's fairly normal.
No, that is not fairly normal. Most 19-year-olds are having threesomes and shit.
See, I think that you're living in a weird fantasy land.
No, I think you were just a late bloomer.
No.
Yes.
No, because most 19-year-olds are not having threesomes. You're wrong about that. You are so wrong.
No, most 19-year-olds are fucking.
I think some of them are.
No, all of them.
A lot less than what you think.
You're way off base on this one. You wait until you were 32 to have sex, and you think everybody else does too.
God, that would have been awesome if that was true. Oh, that means I would have only had sex 8 years ago. That would have been amazing. What have I been missing all these years? Why didn't anybody tell me it feels good? I think you already gave him the best piece of advice. Put yourself out there, and that's it. That's all you can do.
All right.
Bye.
Well, that's that for this. Go to patreon.com/who'sright and give us money.
Yeah, if you want to be a part of the Flabbers community.
I'm not making new graphics.
Just make a new one where you just cross out the Navy and put Flabbers underneath. The Who's Right Flabbers. I do like the Navy, but Flabbers is way funnier.
All right.
Flabbers unite.
Bye.
Bye.